previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
An arrogant pay TV giant, MultiChoice, is now under full control of French group Canal+. The deal became final yesterday and it places MultiChoice under foreign control for the first time. Calvo Moel has been replaced as chief executive by Frenchman David Mignot, while Maxime Sada, Canal+ CEO, now chairs the MultiChoice board. Tech Central makes the point that the new management team has a big challenge on its hands. The company is bleeding subscribers, Showmax is deep in the red, and the core DSTV product strategy is outdated and in need of an overhaul. The new management team has promised a full strategic update in early 2026. Lobby group Business Unity South Africa is suing the government over its latest employment equity targets. Busa says the rushed procedures and opaque data threaten to turn a policy meant to repair apartheid-era injustices into an enforcement fiasco. The new regulations were gazetted at the start of the year and empower the minister to set sector-specific numerical targets for the representation of blacks, women, and people with disabilities across the workforce. Busa says that while it supports transformation and the legislative framework adopted by Parliament, the regulations are procedurally unfair and substantively irrational. Employers were given less than 1 week to consider the new regulations. Discovery Bank is planning to almost double its number of customers and boost its lending book as it seeks to lift profit to 3 billion rand by 2029. The six-year-old bank, a unit of insurer Discovery, broke even in the second half of last year, 12 months earlier than expected. CEO Hilton Karlner says it is the fastest-growing bank in South Africa today and adds the company is working towards having 2 million clients by 2029. On the markets, the JSE has come off its record highs just. The all-share closed last evening, down 0.1%, the top 40 down 0.01%. London's FTSE up 0.1%, but on Wall Street, the records continue to fall. The Dow closed up 0.1%, the S&P 500 up 0.4%, the NASDAQ up 0.7%, all record closing highs. Tokyo this morning closed for a holiday, Hong Kong down 0.7%, Sydney up 0.5%. The US dollar's easier at 1.18 to the euro, the rand 17.35 to the dollar, 20.48 to the euro, 23.44 to sterling. Gold just beneath a new record high at 3,744, platinum 1,414, Bitcoin just over 122,500, Brent crude oil just over $66 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.